stone stories.
My name is Len Lewis. I started in Penalta Colliery in 1940, and I finished working in Penalta Colliery in July 1986. On my first day at the colliery, I didn't work underground. I was on the surface slacking empty trams back down the pit for the miners to fill up again and bring up. After that, I was given an apprentice job in the fitting shop. I was for a while then driving the overhead crane in the shops, and after that, every machinery that was available. I wasn't a regular down the pit. I went down the pit quite often when there was problems. On many occasions, I had to go down on top of the carriage to maintain the main pumps that pumped the water from the pit up to the reservoir on top of the pit. They were closing the collieries all around. So that one morning, I came to work and the manager sent for me and he said, "Would you like to finish?" And I said to him, "Well, I don't know." I said, "I'd have to talk to my wife." It happened so sudden, really. And from that moment, I came back to Penalta Colliery twice. Once as a councillor, and the other one the day it closed. They invited us all back, and you work somewhere 46 years, you know, you're bound to miss it, you know. For a while, I was didn't know where to go, but because I was a regular worker, but being a councillor, it helped quite a lot and took a strain off being, if you like, down and out there. Sad day all round. Penalta Colliery was a wonderful colliery. The morale in Penalta Colliery was outstanding. Everybody stood by everybody else. Anyone in trouble, they all helped. And nobody liked, on occasion, doing what they had to do. But I've got to say this, from my experience at the colliery level, the average man was happy with what he was doing and looked forward to go to work. You know, you can't beat that, can you, wherever you go.